Hello and welcome to a Panic Studio Behind the Bar with myself, Matt and Jay. And today we're interviewing Moll about their brand new game, Serving Up Disaster. I hope I got that correct.
Indeed. Hello, everyone.
Without further ado, we'll start off with our very first question that we ask every single guest as an icebreaker, and that is, if a pint of Cthulhu could be any drink, what drink would it be?
Ooh, okay. A dark rum, definitely. I am not a fan of fizzy drinks, so I often mix my rum with apple juice, and it's actually really, really good. Highly recommend it. But I think there needs to be something a little spooky in there. Probably like a floating eyeball of some description, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can get behind that. I mean, it's much better than some of the stuff we've had. I mean, as we can attest with salmon vodka.
Ooh.
I think the saltwater rum and something else we had was also pretty bad.
Yeah, that just tasted like licking the ocean. Well, Jay, would you like to ask the first proper question?
Sure thing, Matt. So why don't you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Moll. I also go by Mollamoot online. I am an artist and TTRPG designer. I also work for Solmuppet Publishing, doing their marketing and events.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, so what inspired you to create your own TTRPG?
So I've been creating TTRPG adjacent content for a little while now. And like I said, I've been working with Solmuppet Publishing, who create a range of RPGs. So I've kind of been in that space for a few years. Specifically for Serving Up Disaster, it is from my obsession, I'll be honest, with Kitchen Nightmares. I have watched far too many episodes of it, far too many times, and kind of realised that the structure is the same every time, and that would work perfectly for an RPG, so just why not try it?
Yeah, why not? I mean... I don't think anyone's actually tried that before, have they?
Not that I know of.
Seems to be a...
unique concept.
I think there are restaurant ones, but not to the point of following Kitchen Nightmares, so...
Yeah, fair play. There's definitely RPGs that have like covered cooking mechanics, or maybe playing in a restaurant, or with kind of like food. But specifically for Kitchen Nightmares, I don't think anyone's done that yet.
Yeah. So... tell us a bit about your game, how it runs, how it plays.
So Serving Up Disasters is based on the Brindlewood Bay system by Jason Cordova. If you are familiar with that, you'll know immediately what I'm talking about. If not, it is a murder mystery game, Brindlewood Bay is. So you are throughout the session uncovering clues, going through the adventure, finding out what's happened. But instead of a standard mystery, game where you kind of have to find the correct answer, Brindlewood Bay leaves it open to the players. You gather these clues, you decide what you think has happened, and if you can utilize the clues to tell you, you know, to give the answer, you can make a roll and potentially succeed. And you might be thinking, how on earth have you taken a mystery game and turned it into a game that is inspired by Kitchen Nightmares? Because throughout the session, you are finding the problems with the restaurant. You are finding out what's gone wrong, where all the failures are. And at the end, you come together for the relaunch night. You describe how you've solved these problems, either through kind of changing your character's perception or renovating the restaurant or getting some new equipment. And you're going to make a roll and see if your restaurant survives.
Fair. I mean, looking over the game now, it's got a very unique art style. Can you tell us a bit about how you came around to deciding on generally how you want this thing to look?
Yeah, so I had this game in an Ashcan version with very, very simple layout for a while. But I knew that I wanted to take inspiration from menu design or maybe like a recipe book to kind of like link that unique kind of cooking element. And then... you folks are also UK based, so you probably know what I'm about to say, but a kebab menu leaflet popped through my letterbox, and it was the most overstimulating graphic design is my passion leaflet I'd ever seen. And I went, this is it. This is the style of layout that I think Serving Up Disasters would work really well with. I began sort of messing around with some menu templates, adjusting things, changing them a little bit, trying also to bring in the quite American diner style, because Kitchen Nightmares traditionally is set in the US, or at least the version I'm pulling from. And so I knew I really wanted to hit those vibes. It probably isn't as overstimulating as that original menu that came through my letterbox, purely because I think that would be a pain to read. I still wanted it to be usable at a table while also being interesting. So every page, or every kind of section at least, is following a different vibe and a different kind of like layout style, so that as you're flicking through, you feel like you're going through these chaotic kitchens and seeing the different styles that you can find.
Do you still have the kebab menu?
You know what? I literally found it the other day and I could probably find it and I'll send you a picture of it.
Nice. Did you actually order from it?
You know what? I probably should at this point. When I get the funding from Kickstarter, I will be ordering myself a kebab.
Hey, why not? Why not?
Giving it back a little?
Exactly.
So, it seems like the game's probably pretty different mechanically from your typical TTRPG. You know, the standard initiative, combat, investigation roles, that kind of thing. Can you tell us a bit about the core mechanics of the game?
Yeah, so there is no kind of, like you said, initiative roles or combat mechanics in this game. Because it is inspired by a mystery-solving game, as you're going through, you are kind of uncovering the problems that are occurring in this restaurant. So the GM is actually also a character. They are playing Chef, the, you know, feisty, fiery kind of famous TV chef that is going around visiting each of these restaurants. They will be making roles to discover problems, as the players around them are kind of making roles to try and impress the chef, or to hide things from them, or to, you know, help them with their discovery. So it's a 2d6 based game. You have three stats. Those are communication, control, and cooking. You actually start with negative modifiers to these stats. Again, this is a kitchen that is failing. This restaurant is going under. So as you progress throughout the session, you're given opportunities to improve these kind of skills, and therefore, hopefully towards the end, you're actually succeeding on some things. There are also... Sorry, I'm just trying to think about what's interesting to talk about, because I think that the tokes are another really interesting part of this game. These are basically... So tokes are the chef hats, the white chef hats. You can, when you want to try and succeed on a roll or gain a bonus, you can put on a toque, answer a little question about your character or about how they feel about chef or the restaurant, and you can gain a little bonus to your roll.
I have a burning question.
Please.
Is there an opportunity, because this is Kitchen Nightmares based, can you essentially be a saboteur? And you know the waitresses Ramsay runs into that are so willing to tell the owner?
Most definitely. So every member of staff, every character, gets a specific staff move that they can utilise throughout the session. And one of those is literally pretty much that. It is that you kind of believe that everyone around you is bringing the restaurant down, and you can support Chef in finding problems.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like it could be quite funny, and it could also cause a few arguments, which we generally tend to enjoy. So, how do you go about, essentially, I would say world building, but restaurant building in this game? What makes each person's version of their restaurant different?
Yeah, so each session actually takes place in a new restaurant. With a new set of characters, so the game is specifically designed that character creation and restaurant creation is super quick. There are a load of like tables that you can roll on to get information for your character and for your restaurant. So in creating a restaurant, you will discover what kind of food it sells, you know, what's the cuisine, what's the style, what oddity is going on here. You also kind of look into what the starting problem of this restaurant is. You know, is it that there was an intense argument between a couple of members of staff. Is it that it's suffering under a corporate management, or that, you know, all the staff speak in strange voices and rhymes? Once you've kind of like created a base level of your restaurant, you should start, because part of the game is uncovering the weird things as you go, right? And like learning more about what the hell is going on here.
Fair enough. So what's the like kind of vibe or player experience you're wanting for this game?
The vibe for player experience, it depends really if, because like I said, the GM is a player in this game. If you're playing as the GM, you are kind of taking that frustration of being a GM, right? That, what the hell are my players doing? Why are they doing this to me? That's kind of like the feel there. And you're like leaning into that, right? For players, you are given the chance to play these quite aggravating, quite ridiculous characters that over the course of the session you want to let them improve. So you're kind of not constantly going to be, oh well, my character's really moody and grumpy, so they wouldn't do that. You might start that way, but over the course of the session, the more you change and the more you adapt, you're going to be given bonuses for that. So yeah, I think the vibe is annoy each other, but in a fun way.
Okay, so when you were developing this, what kind of challenges have you come up against whilst developing the game itself?
So for me, weirdly, like mechanics aren't my strong suit. I kind of immediately had the vibe and the way that each session works and the rough idea of how I wanted things to work. But actually sitting down and turning things into abilities that people can use that feel balanced, but not, you know, not getting too bogged down by balance as well. So yeah, kind of sitting down and actually structuring out how things are written was a bit of a challenge for me. Luckily, again, I'm surrounded by a load of great communities. My partner is another TTRPG writer. I'm part of a load of Discords that like kind of gave me support and feedback, and I found that really, really useful.
Nice. As a kind of the opposite to that, what was the best and most fun part of making the game?
Doing the design and the layout. Once I got started and sat down and knew what I was going for, it just sort of happened. Being able to switch the layout over each section and like experiment with different menu designs and add a load of kind of gross, you know, ketchup stains to some of the pages or whatever, that was really fun to me. Also just selecting commercial free art was really fun. I actually built this whole project in Canva, which is not something I would recommend to 99% of designers. It worked for this project because I was basing it off menu layouts and because each sort of page is different. And I had an absolute whale of a time going through the kind of wild selection of little food characters that exist and just like picking and choosing them.
Fair enough.
Whilst you were developing this, what kind of things had to be put on the cutting room floor? So were there any particular like gems that you wanted to keep that you couldn't quite finish, flesh out, or just didn't have the space for?
Yeah, so early in design, I really wanted to, for when you generate your restaurant, you kind of decide where the restaurant is. And something I was considering doing was literally having a map of the US that you would like roll your dice onto, and where the dice landed is where your restaurant was. That was something that didn't make the final cut. Another thing that I really wanted to do was utilize stock art of various fridges. So like various refrigerators, and again have people kind of roll onto a hex grid that was laid over the top of it to generate what was in the restaurant's kitchen and what kind of food they made. I just couldn't quite get it to work the way I wanted, and it's a shame because I think it's a great idea, but it just was so much easier to make a set of tables.
Sounds like a fun way to do it, though.
Yeah.
So, what plans, if any, do you have for expansions or different editions or versions of the game, or new projects?
Yeah, so this game is currently crowdfunding on Kickstarter, and I've actually managed to hit a couple of stretch goals that have unlocked some expansions already. For example, there is a sort of spin on Kitchen Nightmares that has come out recently called Gordon Ramsay's Secret Service, where he is honestly breaking and entering into some restaurants, but let in by a secret insider. And, you know, it's all got a load of spy equipment. He goes in with the black light and he goes in with the long cameras and explores all the places that he shouldn't. So that's something I'm already going to be creating. I think in the future, I'd like to do a similar twist with Hotel Hell, which is, again, another Gordon Ramsay show where he explores basically gross hotels and stays for a night. And I think that would be really, really fun. I think also just in general, the idea of turning reality TV shows that follow the same structure each episode with a slight twist with new characters is something I'd really like to continue exploring in RPGs. I don't think it's been done much before, and I think it'd be a great little thing to explore.
Add-on question to that, would you ever consider a Diners, Drive-ins and Dives
version? Ooh, I don't think I know that. What was that? Diners?
Guy Fury's. yeah.
I will definitely have a look-see at that, because that would be great as well.
It's a similar thing. He goes around, tours the US specifically for like little diners and shit, goes in, chats up with staff.
Yeah, that sounds exactly the same kind of thing.
Yeah, just very different vibes between Gordon Ramsay and Guy Fury. Good cop, bad cop.
100%.
So, how long has this been in playtesting and production for? I mean, what kind of feedback have you got from playtesting originally, and how's that influenced what it's become?
Yeah, so the Ashcan version has been out on Itch for, I think it's about a year, just over a year. I've done a couple of playtests with my friends, not with strangers yet. I'm a little bit of a nervous GM, so it's nicer to do it inst amongst people I know. It definitely helped me, as I spoke about earlier, like solidify down the mechanics and specific abilities that each character gets. It was nice to be able to say, okay, does this actually work in play? If not, how should I change it? Is it overpowered, underpowered? Is it fun that it's a bit overpowered? But yeah, because the sort of the game is inspired by a pre-existing system, I didn't specifically need to playtest that too much. But because I've made some twists on it, that's the bit that I needed to work out.
Can you share any memorable moments or stories from playtests? Anything that went crazy?
In one of the early playtests, it was just myself and two other people, and they created a awful combination of ingredients of pierogies, which are sort of like a Polish dumpling, but then mixed it with a prawn cocktail.
Oh.
Yeah, it was horrific. And, you know, they were playing as kind of two ex-partners that still owned the restaurant together and were, you know, constantly going back and forth about what the restaurant should be, kind of sabotaging each other. And it just, I think for me, the generation of the awful combinations of food are the most memorable parts. I never look at pierogies or prawn cocktail in the same way.
Tell me you got them to eat that combination.
Oh yes, of course.
Oh, you actually did.
Oh, not in real life, but that's a great idea. Mm.
So for an addendum to that, we do a yearly holiday thing, and the question we asked you at the start, what drink would it be? We make them and drink them.
At least we try
so.
To.
If someone puts horrific shit, we have to drink horrific shit. And if someone makes us something nice for once, we're very, very grateful.
Well, I'll let you have a jelly eyeball instead of an actual one.
Yeah.
Sheep's eyeballs.
Yeah. A little bit of salt, like, yeah, there we go.
So, I mean, we've blown through this very quickly. The only other thing we really have to ask is, what kind of advice would you give other TTRPG creators that want to start out?
This is going to be such obvious and forehead advice, but just start. The nice thing about Itch is that you can literally take your Google Doc, you can convert it to a PDF, and you can just put it up. You can put it as pay what you want, you can put it as free, and you can start getting feedback and interest. The best time to do something is now, right? And it's okay if it's not perfect. It doesn't have to be polished, it doesn't have to be exactly right, because nothing is the first time. And if you don't get it out into the world, you're never going to get feedback and you're never going to be able to make improvements.
Honest words. Mm. Honest words.
Honest words. Good advice. So, where can people find you? Is there anything you want to shout out?
So you can find me pretty much all over under Molomoot. That's MOLOMOOT. Almost forgot how to spell my own username then. I'm most active on Blue Sky, but also on Tumblr and Itch, as spoken about. Things I want to shout out. I feel bad to shout out Soul Muppet because I work for them, but also they're a great company. You should go and support them. If you like Sad Space Cowboys or Doomed Arthurian Knights, go check them out.
We'll do. And of course, obviously your Kickstarter itself.
Of course, yeah. You can find that at Serving Up Disaster on Kickstarter.
Fair play. Well, this has been an absolute breeze. You answered so many of our questions without us even having to ask them. So we do thank you for that as well. But yeah, that has been us. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure for having you. And again, sorry about the mess up from the beginning.
Do not apologise, it's totally fine. I have so much ADHD. When you said, I'm really sorry, I got the dates wrong, I was like, you know what? That's just like me. I honestly thought I'd got the dates wrong and you could have convinced me that way.
No, that's like Gatekeeper Girl Boss, I guess.
No, I've never been a gaslighter, never will be.
Appreciate it.
As I say, you're in a room, well, in a virtual room full of people with ADHD diagnosed, so
no,
you're
diversity
not alone on that one.
In the TTRPG community?
Oh my god, you know?
That's shock and horror.
I know, right? Well, before we get too down that rabbit hole, thank you very much for everyone for listening. And again, links in description. Find this project if it's still late. Did you do late pledges?
Oh, we do late pledges, yeah.
There you go. So if this is finished already, go on Late Pledges and do it anyway. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and goodbye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.